welcome to the program. We continue today in the book of Judges. In our previous message, we had an introduction to this book. We see that Joshua is dead and another generation that knew not the Lord has come on the scene. We're looking at it. Stay tuned. We have seen in our previous message that Joshua is dead and another generation has come on the scene that knew not the Lord. And we have seen in Psalm 106 where it says they mingled among the heathen, they learned their works, they that hated them finally ruled over them. And because they wouldn't listen to the Holy Spirit, like today when we won't listen to the Holy Spirit, they, like us, will be brought into subjection under the hand of those that hate us. We need to learn to get on to higher ground. We're in the same situation as they were in the book of Judges. We're going to be looking at that. Before we do, make this our prayer. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Let's press on to higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Well, God had used Moses to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, but it took a short while to get them out of Egypt, but in 40 years they couldn't get Egypt out of them. And so we move on to the place where we find that Moses died and God had raised up Joshua to lead the people on. It must have been a great day for Joshua when they crossed that Jordan. And the Jordan is a picture of the victorious Christian life. We sing about Jordan going into heaven. Well, the first thing they did when they crossed over Jordan was they fought the Battle of Jericho, and then a whole lot of other battles. And there is no such thing as battles in heaven. The crossing the Jordan is a picture of the victorious Christian life on earth. Well, the Bible says there arose a new generation after Joshua had passed off the scene who knew not the Lord. And so here we were. They come out here in verse number 1 of Judges 1. It says, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, Lord, saying, Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites to fight for us? Who shall go up for us? You see, these people, by their own choice, were lacking the spiritual strength to stand without someone telling them where to stand. Sounds like a whole lot of Christians today. We're very much like the carnal Corinthians, where one says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and they're all choosing sides of who they're going to follow, but not having enough spiritual strength to stand without somebody telling them where to stand. Well, as we fast forward to Judges chapter 2 and verse number 20, we read, And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, Because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died. Now notice the phrase, this people, my covenant. It says here, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, because this people have transgressed my covenant. He didn't say Moses, the leader, had transgressed. He didn't say Joshua had transgressed. He said this people, they would not listen, and because the people wouldn't listen, he said they're going to have to face these enemies because I'm not driving them out. You want to be on your own? You're on your own. Well, we come to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse number 1 through 28. If you read that, you can read about this covenant that God was talking about. It says, Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments always. Today we don't even know what his statutes and judgments and commandments mean. What do those words mean? Oh, I haven't got time to check that out. I'm busy making money. Yep, well, then this people transgress my ways, and we're going to pay the price today. We are paying the price today, just like they did back in the days of the judges. And he went on to say in verse number 2, And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and the stretched out arm. He goes on to talk about the miracles that he did in the midst of Egypt. He talks about when he destroyed the army in the Red Sea, and what God did for them in the wilderness in verse 5, and how God, when those would come up against God's leadership, God opened the earth and swallowed up them and their families and so on. It says in verse 7, But your eyes have seen all this great act of the Lord which he did. You're without excuse. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye be strong and go in and possess the land whither ye go in to possess it. Now this is back in Deuteronomy chapter 11 when he's telling them, when you go into the land against these enemies, if you do what I tell you to do, I'll fight your battles for you. Well, we know as we get into the book of Judges, they didn't do it. They did not have enough spiritual depth to know how to stand without somebody telling them where to stand. He had told them back in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 13, And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you rain in the land in its due season. He told them he would prosper them, but he said in verse 16, Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside. Then he said, You need to teach these things to your children, verse number 19, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by thy way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land. And in verse 22, he said, For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, and to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you. He said in verse 25, There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. And now God's people had to choose, just like we have to choose today. And he said in verse number 26 in Deuteronomy 11, Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, And the other choice, verse number 6, a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you. In Deuteronomy 30:19, he said it this way, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, they made their choices, and they chose to ignore God, and they get in a lot of trouble here in this book of Judges as a result of that, and we choose too. We make our choices every day. You know, a lot of people go off, and we sit in what we call our fundamental independent Baptist churches, and we carry our old King James Bible with us, and we act like we're some kind of spiritual Christians, and then we go home and never look at the Bible until we go back to the next meeting and call yourself a fundamentalist. Well, as we've said many times before, the Bible says these things happen unto them, but they're written for our admonition, so let's be admonished. Chapter 1, Judges number 1, we read, after the death of Joshua, they're crying out, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites? And so, as we look back in their history, they had Moses, a great leader, but the people rejected him. Within 3 days in the wilderness, they were crying and complaining, and it got to such a place that Moses actually prayed that God would kill him. He didn't want that. What a mess. These people are God's people. Yeah, really. Then Moses died and Joshua comes on the scene and the people were rejecting him also. And now they're crying out, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites? Who's going to lead us now? Well, the Bible says, as we've mentioned here, the people transgressed God's covenant. The people. Moses didn't. Joshua didn't. The people did. And so the Bible talks about, and we've talked about this a lot, having faith. The Bible talks about the faith, and it talks about your faith, talks about the faith becoming your faith, and Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, interestingly enough, faith is only mentioned twice in the Old Testament, and one has to do with this group of backward people, where it says here in Deuteronomy 32:20, he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see that their end. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. Now, the Bible talks about the faith and your faith. These people had no faith. The word faith here means what they believe. They don't believe anything. Just go out there and eat, drink, and be merry and forget God. Well, the Bible, the only other time you have the word faith in the Old Testament is in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, and it says, the just shall live by his faith. Now, what God had done was he said, these tribes here, they need to each go out, and God's tribes, they need to govern themselves. They need to look at the people. We don't need another Moses to reject. We don't need another Joshua to reject. The Bible very plainly had said, and we looked at this in previous messages, that they were to teach their children. Teach the children these things that God had given concerning that covenant. Well, that's what they're supposed to do. Each tribe was to govern themselves and to be teaching the things of God. The lesson here, and we've said these things are written for our admonition, what is the lesson? And ye fathers, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Oh, we're like those people back there in Judges that said, who will go up for us? Who's going to lead us? What we're saying is we don't have enough spiritual sense to know where to stand, so somebody better tell us where to stand. Now, what you better do, Dad, is grow up and take your job serious and start doing what the Bible says, and ye fathers, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Well, in this situation, in Judges chapter 1 and verse number 2, we read, the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said unto Simeon his brother, come up with me unto my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go up with thee to thy lot. So Simeon went with him. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is because it was not what God said to do. He said, Judah shall go up. He didn't say, take Simeon with you. He said in verse number 2, I have delivered the land into his hand. But what we had here was a failure to trust the Lord. God said, and he had promised promised them back there in the covenant. He said, I'll fight your enemies for you. Just get up there. I'll put the fear into them. They'll fear you. Just go do what I told you to do. And so he says, oh, no, here, Simeon, you better come and help me. I'm not sure God can handle that. Yep, well, they paid a big price for that. You'll see as you go down through this book. Well, when we get to Judges chapter 1 and verse 4 through 7, we see the battle here. And I've entitled it 280 Thumbs and Big Toes. It's an interesting portion of Scripture. They went up and they fought the battle. And the Lord, it says in verse 4, delivered the Canaanites, the Perizzites, into their hand. And they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And it says they took Adoni-Bezek and they pursued after him and they caught him and they cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, cutting off their thumbs and big toes. That was what the pagans did. If they took people and they didn't want them shooting their bows and arrows at them, they cut off their thumbs. They won't be shooting anything. They cut off their big toes. They're even going to have a hard time walking around. Well, what was God's people supposed to do? Back to the covenant, Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 and 2. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, seven nations greater and mightier than thou, here's what he said, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them, and thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Deuteronomy 7 goes on to say, thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth, thou shalt utterly destroy them. He didn't say take them and look, have a trophy here and cut off their thumbs and big toes to get even. He said, you shall utterly destroy them. Now, God had been patient with these Christ rejectors for centuries, but there was no fear of God before their eyes. And they knew. Romans chapter 1 tells us very plainly that they knew what they're supposed to do. It's interesting here that Adoni-Bezek said, God hath requited me and has brought done upon me what I've done to other people. They know, they understand, but they just totally attack God, spit in the face of the Son of God, and after centuries, God says, you're going to pay the price. The problem that we have today, as then, is there's no fear of God before their eyes. Well, as we go down through chapter 1 here, we find it's looking pretty good on the surface, but it wasn't good. It says here in verse 8 that Judah had fought against Jerusalem, and the Canaanites in verse number 9, and all the rest of the Canaanites. And you go on down through here to verse 17, Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they slew the Canaanites, and then they took Gaza, it says in verse number 18, and on, they were having some victories, but as we look a little deeper in the next program, we have in verse number 19 the word but. They could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. Well, the Lord didn't have any problem with the chariots back there at the Red Sea. We'll look at it in our next program. Be sure and tune in. In the meantime, listen to this message and song. We talked about going on to higher ground. This message says, I am resolved no longer to linger, pressing on also to higher ground.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I am resolved to follow the the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is a living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.